Another practical clinical question that kind of reminds me of some of the discussions we've had recently about colorectal cancer and node negative and node positive is the issue of the patient with a HER2 positive tumor and a small node negative tumor, even, for example, smaller than would have allowed entry into these trials. For example, we talked yesterday about the under 1 centimeter tumor. Do you think the relative risk reduction model makes sense in this situation?
I still have trepidation relative to that particular subset. I mean, if the patient's ER negative, I think that the threshold to treat Herceptin is lower. On the other hand, that patient's ER positive, I think I would probably want to do an Oncotype DX, because, you know, that I think is a reliable method to determine risk and would really be helpful. If it's a high-risk tumor, yeah, by all means, I would add Herceptin to that regimen. The small tumors that are under a centimeter, you know, can do well without Herceptin.
I have to take a quick divergent point out and ask you about the Oncotype, because there was a slide that I was going to show yesterday and I didn't, which is the use of Oncotype in clinical practice. And it's actually not, to me, I just thought it was a little bit lower than I would have expected. It's only half of oncologists have actually even ordered the test, and those who have, in general, have ordered on an average of a couple of patients. I kind of would have expected more after that last presentation showing that dramatic benefit of chemotherapy. Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me. I think that what is limiting the use of the Oncotype DX is not the enthusiasm that individuals or medical oncologists or, for that matter, patients have for it. I think it's issues of reimbursement. They're certainly not uniform. There is no uniform embracement of Oncotype DX and reimbursement for it. The assay is not priced at discount levels. So I think that people are using it in targeted situations. I think if it were universally reimbursed, that it would be used with much higher frequency.